Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah.
All right. Nice to have you along. We've only gotten through one of the games. It's going to be a long week.
Well, we've had one game and then we jumped around to like nine other topics as well.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to Chargers Texans. You know, I will say I jotted down notes for all the games, but Chargers Texans, fewest notes.
Well, look, that game was just woof. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
That sucked. I mean, up until, does it say something that the most important play in the game and the best Texans play all game was the snap over your head, and that's what got you going? Up until that point, that game was almost unwatchable. It really was.
Yeah.
It was putrid.
It wasn't good.
No. I mean, and the Houston Texans have had offensive problems all year. I mean, and give credit to their defense, because their defense has been good all year. But at times, they just get hung out to dry by that crappy-ass offense. And the Texans' run game is okay. The numbers look all right, but it's one of the least efficient run games in the NFL. It's a lot of empty yards. Now, I thought they did a nice job of closing out that game, and Mixon has been a nice piece for them. But their offense in general, from O-line to C.J. Stroud's regression to receiver injuries, this thing is a mess, and I really viewed both of these teams as the same fodder, because neither one of these teams, I think, is going anywhere. Neither one of these teams is should beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I just didn't expect one team to roll over and die the way that the Chargers
did.
Yeah,
it snowballed on them.
Yeah.
A lot of picks, and you got ugly. The one thing we did learn from that game is that it's Khalil Mack. How about that?
I know.
Instead of Khalil.
I've been saying it wrong for like 11 years.
Well, we all have. He says it's Khalil.
Yeah. He pulled the...
Couldn't believe that.
Dan Gadzirik, and who is
Dan Gadzirik.
Yeah, who was the other one that did it? The Mariners had a catcher that changed that.
Jojima.
Jojima? We're like, what?
Jojima.
What is happening?
Marcus
right now?
Mariota. Remember that? Remember that?
Yes. Yeah. But you would think 11 Mariota. Years into a...
Mariota.
Look, it's one thing if you're like, you know, I don't know, you're just...
Khalil.
Yeah, you're like the third best player on your defense. But dude, that guy's a Hall of Famer. He's an NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and we're just learning now how to say his name?
Well, maybe we should pay closer attention.
I guess.
I covered him for years when he was in Oakland, and we never once heard that.
No.
Really?
This is like, I feel like this happens sometimes.
Is he just pulling a fast one on us?
I don't know.
Maybe he just, because like I've heard it, even people in my own family will say Sue or Sakanik. I don't care.
Sukanic?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Sukanic?
Well, it's SC, which is weird, but it's SCU.
But isn't it Sukanic?
Yeah, it's SCU, but I've heard plenty of people... My dad says sometimes, he says Sukanic. I'm like, oh, it's whatever you want to call it. Maybe that's one of those where people have been saying it, and he's like, oh,
he's rolled with it because it didn't matter that much to him now, but he's like, hey, I've earned this.
Yeah.
So what is the... I mean, it's Sukanic, right?
Yeah, Sukanic.
Yeah, Sukanic.
Yeah, SCU.
Yeah. No, I know how to spell it, unlike you.
Yeah.
My name, but Sukanik.
Sukanik. But I have heard people, even in my own family, say Sukanik.
Well, they're kind of doing they're just kind of glossing over the C, C-U part.
Yes. Well, we can gloss over the Chargers because that was...
Well, no, I want to talk about Herbert. So two playoff games, Justin Herbert, 52% completion percentage, two touchdowns, four picks. He's been sacked seven times, and his quarterback rating is 61.
It's awful.
61?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Overrated?
I have said all along that when he came into this league and he had the really nice rookie year, I think people have been trying to elevate him too soon, too fast. From a talent standpoint, I think he is a top 3 to 4 thrower of the football in the league. And I thought this year with less around him was by far his best season. And that includes the rookie year where he was phenomenal. He didn't have much of a run game. And, you know, outside of McConkey, there weren't a lot of weapons. Those guys all left. And I thought Justin Herbert had a phenomenal year. Results are results. And I think at the end of the day, there are some people that just believe that he is being handed something that he has not earned. And there's a difference between being talented and being elite. I think there's a difference between being a very good regular season quarterback and being elite. So is he overrated? Yeah, probably in some ways. But there's also not six other guys in the league that I would take to start my team ahead of Justin Herbert. If you're picking quarterbacks, the list is Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and then you're up for discussion. And I think Justin Herbert belongs in that discussion. I think Burrow, I think that's kind of been put to bed. Joe Burrow is, injuries aside, Joe Burrow is number four. And then I would say, I want to make sure I'm not missing anyone. Then I think it's open for discussion. And I think you could make the argument, maybe some people like Jaden Daniels off of 1 year. Maybe someone, wants to go down the road of, Jordan Love or whatever. But Herbert is right there. So is it possible that you can be the fifth or sixth best quarterback in the league and be overrated? Sure. But does that mean that you are bad or whatever? No. Far from it. And this Charger team is going to get better. Remember, this was a teardown year for them. This was a year where you kind of tore everything down to the studs, and they will get rebuilt. And when you have Jim Harbaugh and Herbert at quarterback, I think the future is very bright. I just want to see him with a better cast around him. I think when he did have a better cast, I think he had a crappy system around him and bad coaching. And hopefully with Harbaugh, and they can surround him with a better roster. And then ultimately he's got to perform in the postseason, or dare I say, and look at the numbers. It's not crazy. You know, right now who you can make a strong case that Justin Herbert most resembles?
Who?
Dak Prescott.
Oh,
a lot of regular season wins, a lot of really good numbers, and everyone craps on Dak. I'm telling you, look at Dak's numbers. They're freaking great.
You know what his Hall of Fame monitor number is?
What do you got?
Pro Football Reference, you know?
Yeah.
Like similar quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, do you want current quarterbacks or former?
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. Give me some current ones first, because that's easier to...
Current, he is closest to Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
Yes.
Even though Watson sucks now.
Yeah.
But Watson at one time was really good.
Was really good.
But then quarterbacks that are retired, it doesn't look as good because it's Bobby Hebert, Bernie Kosar, and Lynn Dickey.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
And Jeff George.
Not great.
That's where he's at.
Yeah. So he's got some work to do. But they're building an O-line. Got to find a run game. And Ladd McConkey is a nice piece that they drafted. He needs some better weapons. He absolutely needs better weapons. Like someone asking here, who would you take to start a team, Herbert or Nix? I'll take Justin Herbert all day. It's not even close.
Over Nix?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like Bo Nix. Bo Nix had a nice year. But stop. The Broncos beat no one. They didn't beat a single good team all year. Not a single one. And to be honest with you, against some of the better teams, they got drilled. No. As good as Bo Nix looked in one, stop with the Justin Herbert. And I've been one that has been critical of Justin Herbert because I don't think he gets criticism. I think it's always been he's been above the fray. And I've said, eventually, you have to answer the bell. And now I'm having to go back the other way and defend. Because I think people got tired of Herbert being lifted up. And now I think we're unfairly trying to cut at the knees. And the truth is in the middle somewhere. But like I said, there's not five or six guys in the league that you would take above Justin Herbert to start a team, and it is not Bo Nix.
Justin Herbert and Jared Goff this season, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is combined.
Yeah.
Against the Texans, those two, 9 interceptions on 62 passes.
Yes.
Against the rest of the league, 10 interceptions on 1,013 passes.
They made some good quarterbacks look really bad.
How about that?
Yeah. And by the way, I want to pull this up. I want to make sure that I'm not talking out of my arse.
Yeah, like Bruce Arians won a Super Bowl.
Space Force.
So the Houston Texans, who have serious offensive problems. Have you ever heard of that Josh Allen guy?
Yeah.
Josh Allen's really good. Yeah. Against this Texans defense, who, by the way, the Texans beat 20-23, so it was not an offensive, like...
Wait, the Texans beat them?
Yes. And this was
the Texans beat the Bills?
Texans beat the Bills. And again, offense didn't do much of anything. But against this Texans defense, Josh Allen, 9 of 30,
whoa,
131 yards, one touchdown, no pick.
Wow.
They made some really good quarterbacks look poor. Their offense sucks. Something to keep an eye on with
is that going
to
be a close game, Chiefs?
I have zero faith in the Texans. I hate their offense. I absolutely despise it. And Stroud has done a massive regression. If this defense plays the way they did last week and what they've done against some of the better quarterbacks, this may be a much closer game than anyone thinks. And remember, for a lot of the Chiefs players, we talk about the college football, it will have been 23 days for a lot of these Chiefs players when they lace them up the last time they played. Is there something to the rust factor? Just something to keep an eye on. But I'm not picking the Texans.
All right, Stockwatch coming up next. What we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
They're doing a feature on Kyrie Jackson right now.
Oh, yeah,
on the pregame show.
Ex-Duck in Minnesota DB.
Yeah, died.
Yeah. Car wreck, right?
I don't remember.
That's correct.
Yeah. But Kevin O'Connell speaking at his funeral.
Yeah.
And such.
So I don't think he ever played in the NFL, right? Didn't it happen before his rookie year or like right during the rookie year?
I think that's accurate. It happened maybe like after camp or something like that. I'm not. Yeah. Or early. Mm. Yeah. Something like that.
By the way, just real quick, because, you know, I threw out, we'll get to Stockwatch here, but I just wanted to check here again. I like to be fair and accurate because I threw out the Herbert Dak, and of course, Herbert fan gets all pissy at me for that. So one's played 9 years, one plays five, but these are their 17 game averages over their career. Okay. 4,500, Herbert first, right? 4,500 yards, 4,300 yards for Dak. 29 touchdowns to 31. 10 picks to 11, 66-66 completion percentage, 96 quarterback rating to 98.
Yeah, about the same to me.
About the same. By the way, in the playoffs, Dak has a 92 quarterback rating.
How many playoff games has Dak won?
Dak has won one.
Two?
Two. But he
has his record?
He is 2-5.
Oof.
But he has a 92 quarterback rating, whereas Justin Herbert...
Herbert 0-2 and a 60 quarterback rating.
Just saying, like, when I throw out that Dak thing, I know Herbert fan gets all pissy, and that's not an insult. They're both really good quarterbacks.
Well, look, he's their guy. He went to Oregon.
Yes.
And he's from here.
Well, but the
somebody texted in and said, hey, what if Justin Herbert went to Kansas State, it would be interesting to see people's in the Northwest, their viewpoint of him, and that's right. Hey, look, he's their guy, and we like
Herbert. Numbers are what they are.
Yeah. But he's good.
Yes, he is. And so is Dak.
Quite the cannon. I think I'd take Herbert over Dak, though.
I would, too.
And that might be local bias, but...
No, I would, too.
All right. It's time for our Stockwatch. Over there, sitting patiently for his turn, is the great Ryan Buckley, everybody. Ryan Buckley.
It's almost time for us to break.
They call him Buck.
Buck the Duck.
Well, let's start in, this is an all NFL edition of the Stockwatch. We're going to start on the Saturday game and not on the winning side. The Steelers losers 28-14. This was an exchange at the press conference after the game about the Steelers offense with George Pickens.
George, you've been with this offense now for 3 years. Have you seen signs of growth, and how much more does this team still need to grow offensively?
Yeah, I've seen signs of growth for sure. From past, you know, the first year I've been here, just way more growth for sure.
Does that make you optimistic going forward?
Nah.
What? Dude,
he is such a bum. He really is.
So, a constant distraction. He's thrown quarterbacks under the bus this season. Oh. Now he's saying he's not confident about the state of the offense going forward. George Pickens, buy or sell, has become more of a headache than his production is worth.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He is an idiot. He is a grade-A moron. And he quits on his team. He doesn't play hard. He was an idiot coming out of Georgia. This is who he is. And at least with some morons, the Tyreek Hills of the world and the Antonio Browns, they're so good. They're such gravitational players. You put up with it.
That's like horseradish.
George Pickens is...
That's an easy buy. That's an easy buy. It would be one thing if he was still going out there balling and being a little baby. But he's not.
He does it like a couple times a season, it feels like.
And that's
generous.
He's quits.
Yes.
Screw him.
He's a nincompoop. So I just...
How about that? A nincompoop.
Well, and that's saying something because the Steelers, I mean, they're used to this. And even they just have to just kind of be shaking their head. And I think he might be 2025. I think this is it. I think he's a free agent after this. And as far as I know, I don't think he has a contract. So... they just may move on from him. But they don't have anyone else. I mean, this offense is it's pretty neutered.
Well, on the other side of that game, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry looked pretty good for Baltimore. This is Lamar after the game talking about his teammate, the Bell Cow.
It looked like a movie clip. Like, you know, when, like, I'm going to give Cars. You watch the movie Cars? A little bit too old to watch Cars. But anyway, for kids. I was a kid when I watched Cars. That's all I'm saying. But. You know when Lightning McQueen just flashing past, and then it's like, that's how Derek looked when he was running past, and all those guys just, it looked like a movie, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'd rather be watching it than being on the other side of the ball. I know that.
Comparing Derrick Henry to Lightning McQueen, maybe over some heads, but the specific drive in which they ran the ball 13 times in a row, yep, leading to a touchdown, buy or sell, that is the most disrespectful thing you can do to an opponent that's legal in the NFL.
Yeah, it's an F you. Now, to be fair, one of those was a scramble.
True. They tried to pass. They thought about it at least.
It's like the Beavers beating the Ducks.
Yes. Yeah.
There is nothing that is more humiliating and humbling when a team lines up with no threat of doing anything else and you are incapable of stopping it, and it broke the, I mean, not that the Steelers were in this thing anyways, but it absolutely broke their will, and that's just...
Well, and it's the Steelers. Like, it's one thing to do that against, you know, the Panthers, well, or, you know, bad defense. Yeah, it's another to do it against Pittsburgh.
With T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and some real guys there. And then I think it was on that drive, too, where Henry's just throwing stiff arms at Minkah Fitzpatrick, one of the best safeties in the league. It just... Pittsburgh was physically mauled. It was like that scene from The Revenant, and you don't want to be Leo in that instant. And when Baltimore is humming and cooking, they're as good as anyone in the league. And next week is going to be a tilt, man. Buffalo and Baltimore, buckle your chin strap.
Is that a winner wins the Super Bowl game? Or winner to the Super Bowl game?
I'm not counting out Kansas City. But
I am.
Yes.
I do think the winner of that game wins the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I think the winner is in the Super Bowl.
It's much like the Ohio State. Well, maybe not Ohio State, Oregon, but you know what we were saying about that side of the bracket. Yes. It's kind of like that.
I think those are the two best teams. And if the Lions somehow manage to get healthy, maybe, but I think those are the two best teams in Buffalo.
I think the Chiefs, you know, you should never count out the Chiefs. And this is no disrespect to the Chiefs. I just feel like both the Bills and the Ravens, it's one of those years where you have two really elite teams with elite quarterbacks that are complete. You don't often get that at the same time. And I just don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to overcome that.
I wish this was the AFC title game and not, you know, the semis.
Well, moving on to a little head coaching talk. Mike Vrabel.
Sad.
Mike Vrabel gets the head coaching job with the New England Patriots. Rex Ryan was asked about it on Get Up, and here's Rex Ryan.
Hey, man. I mean, hopefully I get to kick this guy's ass twice a year. I don't know what
you're talking about.
Just kidding, buddy.
maybe your team.
not my team, but not me personally.
Buy or sell, Rex Ryan is doing himself a disservice by continuing to stump for the New York Jets job publicly.
I don't know, man. I think he looks like a clown, but...
Well, he kind of is a clown.
No one considered him, and so I guess the fact that he's at least...
Maybe it works for Woody Johnson.
He looks like a clown. He wasn't getting the job, so I guess you don't have anything to lose, so... Is he doing himself a disservice? No, because without it, no one would talk about it. So, sure, yeah, any press is good press.
I don't think he's doing himself a disservice. I mean, you can look at it a lot of different ways, but ultimately, that's who he is. We know that's who he is. He's a big personality. And that's kind of why people like him, and that's probably kind of why the Jets might like him.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way he is. That was the way he was when he coached there the first time.
Yeah.
At least he has some juice, unlike Todd Bowles.
That is true.
Good grief. Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. We had a celebrity sighting in Portland yesterday.
We did?
Yeah.
Were you out and about?
I was surprised by this one.
Why?
I don't know. It didn't seem like this big person name. Would show up for this event.
I know. And it was weird. It's a weird one. But it's a big name. And we'll get to that next on In the News. But first, Buck with SportsCenter. All right, nice to have you along. Good Monday. It is Jan 13 already. Boy, 2025 is flying by. It
goes by fast.
It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Thank you. Hello. It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Public Radio Broadcasting Day.
We are not public radio broadcasting, though, right?
No, because we're owned by a for-profit company, I think. Yeah. Is the
bunch of rich bastards. I think public broadcasting is like...
It's government? Or not government,
like
but
OPB
like...
sort of
But
stuff.
Like community-raised funds, as opposed to Odyssey, and there are deep pockets.
I believe so.
Coming from our shareholders.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Pockets are deep, I'm just saying.
Kudos to you individual radio jockeys out there. Just out there getting it done for the love of the game.
Public radio.
Yeah. Public television. Is public television even a thing anymore?
An Odyssey station.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think it exists.
I remember as a kid watching that. The Jim Spag show.
I tell you what, it's more entertaining than some crap on TV these days.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? You ever seen public broadcast TV?
Yes, I sure have. And I tell you what, some of it you can't turn away.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Between Two Ferns, anyone?
Yeah, it's stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It is also National Rubber Ducky Day.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Now, I never got into this.
Make bath time.
Did you have a rubber ducky?
It's a fun.
When you were a kid?
Not that I know of.
Little kitty?
No. My kids had bath toys, though. I believe there was a rubber ducky involved.
Was there?
Yeah, my kids used to like the little bath toys, and they would like, you had a little like...
Little boats for the boys.
Yeah, we had stuff like that, and then like there was like a mesh net that you would stick to the side of the wall that you could put all the toys in. Bucks probably are in the rubber ducky phase.
I am very much in the rubber ducky phase. They have a bunch of themed ones now. They sell like all different kinds of branded rubber duckies. Like you can get one with any college logo on it, not just Oregon. But we've got like a... We've got a rubber ducky dressed as a shark. We've got a Mickey Mouse rubber ducky. We got a bunch of rubber duckies.
Did you play with a rubber ducky as a child?
Not that I recall, but I mean, you stopped taking baths pretty young, so I don't really know that I have a lot of bath time memories.
I guess that is true. I don't remember bath time either.
No, I don't ever. I was never a bathtub guy.
I mean, there might have been a rubber ducky in there. Who knows?
Well, you were a bathtub guy when you were little.
When
probably.
I was little.
But that's what Buck is saying. We don't remember those times.
Well, I remember at an early age being thrown into the shower. Like, I think we transitioned to a shower at my house sooner than later. Me as a kid and with my kids. I was like, all right, we're old enough. It's time to let the water come down. Let's go.
Well, we had a celebrity sighting in Portland on Sunday.
Yeah.
Very big name.
Very wholesome, too.
His name, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake fame.
Do you think any of those kids had any idea who Justin Timberlake was?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, the guy who put the whole thing on said, who doesn't know who Justin Timberlake is? He's universal.
A bunch of elementary school kids.
Nah, I think he's right. I think that Timberlake's a big deal. Hmm. As a matter of fact, no one would have gone to this thing were it not for him showing up there.
Well, I understand, but it was an elementary school, like original bike ride, right?
Yeah, it was.
I just don't know how many fourth graders are aware of Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it was a group that organizes chaperoned bike rides.
Yeah.
So kids can get to school. It's called Bike Bus, mm-hmm. And they were pleading with Justin Timberlake, who is in town to do a show tonight. They were pleading with him to come out and join them.
Yeah, it was on, he went on
the social media.
TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it went viral.
Yeah.
Millions of people saw it. And, of course, he's probably like, damn it, all right, I guess I got to go to this.
Yeah.
And he showed up yesterday in his parka, REI parka, you know, because it's cold here.
Yes, it is.
And he
looked great.
Rode a bike around with the kids and
smiling and
some photos and then was whisked away in a black unmarked SUV.
So, I mean, I know the adults thought it was cool. I'm just not certain how the kids were probably like, wait, who's this? I don't know. My dad thinks he's cool.
Timberlake joined about 200 people on bikes for a half-mile ride down Northeast Klickitat Street to Alameda Elementary School. Along the route, Timberlake's team boomed hits like mirrors from speakers on their bikes.
Hold on. Did you say a half-mile bike ride? That's like 4 minutes, not even. What are we doing here?
It's for little kids.
It's for little kids riding their bikes to school. Do you want like a little kid to go on an 8 mile ride?
No, I think you could get to a mile though. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Because kids aren't riding their bike half a mile to school. They'll just walk if that's the case.
Well, that's perhaps how you got Justin Timberlake out there. He's like,
half mile,
I'm in.
By the way, I've been trying to do this same thing with a tandem bike ride with Halle Berry for like 11 years, and all it's got me is a cease and desist letter. So I love it when it's like a wholesome elementary thing and Justin Timberlake, it's good for the community. But when I try to get a celebrity to ride a bike with me, I'm just a creep. I don't like that. It was a double-edged sword there.
So the guy who requested Timberlake come out said, they said, why did you want Timberlake to come out? He said, because he's awesome. I grew up listening to him. He's got a lot of generational reach. Everyone knows who Justin Timberlake is.
And of course, conveniently here in town.
I need all the dads and moms that are listening right now. If you're at home or you're picking up your kids, I would like you to do an unofficial survey for me. Please ask your elementary school student and let us know. You can text us. Do your kids have any idea who Justin Timberlake is? I'm generally curious about this. Or is this one of those where for an adult, you see this a lot, like where a dad like gets his kid to go meet celebrity X, like an athlete, and the kid's like, huh, what? And the dad thinks it's the greatest thing in the world, and the kid's like, what? I don't know.
One reason they might know, I've heard this from other dad friends, is that his Can't Stop the Feeling song that was a big hit was huge in that Trolls movie. So that's the only reason it would be on the kids' radar, I think.
Yeah, how about that?
There you go.
I saw, like, recently, Wembayama, some little kid had, with a dad, had a sign saying, will you do a jersey swap?
That was amazing. I saw
that. That kid had no idea what was going on. None whatsoever. But to the dad's like, hell yeah, we got a Wembanyama jersey. That little kid had no idea what was going down. And while it was adorable to see the kid holding up Victor's jersey, yeah, that was for the dad. That wasn't for little Johnny. Far from it.
Yeah, looks like a lot of the texters, they're saying it's from Trolls, but they all know who he is.
That's awesome that he... How much you want to? He's like, just like right around, and all any of the kids can talk about was, I love Trolls. Timberlake's, I've done more. Whatever. Do the Trolls song. And that is a catchy song.
Yeah, they know him.
Yeah.
They love him.
Yeah. Well, dude,
he's a king.
He is talented.
Yeah, he is.
JT can do it all.
And he's on a kind of a Goodwill Repair the Reputation tour. He's got to kind of, he's got to show up to things like this.
Yeah, the Drinky Poo and then the Britney Spears allegations and, you know. Gotta do the Goodwill.
Yeah, this guy said my kids definitely know who he is, and my wife is currently at a show.
See, there you go. The kids aren't at the show, but Mama is.
That's right.
Keep an eye on her, by the way.
All right. A first at the University of Oregon. A first of its kind at the University of Oregon. We'll get to that story next on The Fan. I got that sunshine in my pocket. You got that good soul. What do you think Justin Timberlake is doing right now in Portland?
Well, the concert's tonight, right?
Yeah.
He goes on stage at 9.
Yeah.
He's probably having dinner.
You think so?
Yeah, because the opening act, well, maybe a little bit of a sound check.
You think he's out and about?
No, he's in the building.
He's over at the Moda Center?
He's over at Moda.
Nice. What a life.
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty good one.
This is in the news, Jan. 13, 2025. I teased by saying this is a first of its kind at the University of Oregon, and it is.
Talk to me, Goose.
I was not lying.
What do we got?
They've announced a new Olympic Studies Hub.
Come again?
They've announced a new Olympic Studies Hub.
No idea what that means.
Well, it's the first place in the United States mm-hmm. that will study the Olympics. Olympic Studies and Research Center.
What?
Yeah.
Why do we...
Yeah.
Why are we studying yeah. the Olympics? Like...
He said it will enable collaborations with international researchers, bring in guest lecturers with Olympic business experience, and facilitate connections with worldwide sports organizations.
I still don't know what that means.
Well, I think they want to learn how to be corrupt.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe.
Like, that's like the worst organization on the planet. Like, what do we...
Well, it's an international operation, you know. Mm. So there's a lot to it.
International corruption, you can steal billions. I mean...
It says that this will... allowed the university to build on its multidisciplinary sports programs, including experiential learning, the connection between the academy and the industry, and giving our students hands-on experience. Another pillar is business and Olympism, and showing how sports and business can do good for society.
Wait, every now and then we redo a story and you can read me word for word, and I still if someone asked me what is the purpose of this, I don't have an answer. So kids can now, like, you can take this as a major? Or you can take this as classes?
Well, it's its own research center. Maybe it's a part of,
dude, this is
you
like
know, because they have...
Like, if I was in school and I was, like, a dumbass athlete and I was, like, looking for classes...
Yo, take Olympics, please.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those. It's like when I took outdoor cooking. It's the same sort of thing.
Well, maybe it is.
I guess.
An easy A, I don't know. Yoav Dubinsky is the senior instructor of sports business at the university's Lundquist College of Business. Hmm. And he will serve as the operational director of the new hub. He said the 2028 Summer Games in L.A. and the Winter Games in Salt Lake, which is 2034, will offer unique opportunities for their new research center.
Well, I'll tell you right now that if I was paying for my kids to go to school, which I am currently, two of them, which I don't recommend, it's terrible, and one of them told me that they were going to take Olympics... We'd need to have a chat.
Olympic studies.
Yeah, we're gonna sit down. Like, one of my kids is pre-med, the other one's doing like wants to write code, and that's fine. I'll write that check. I don't think I'm writing the check for Olympic studies. I'll just tell you right now, we're not doing it.
I took bocce ball. Would that have been a problem?
Well, at least that's a class. That's why I need to know: is this a class or this feels like this is like an actual area of study that you go into?
Are you good at bocce?
I would hope so.
Bocce ball? Mean. Anybody can be good at bocce. It's really simple.
Is that the one where you have the...
It's lawn bowl.
You have the little ball, the Paulino,
yeah.
And then the big balls.
It's all about big balls.
Yeah.
And what's the goal?
Is to get the larger balls closest to the small.
You've never seen... It's lawn bowl.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are your balls jiggling?
I didn't know if you knew what lawn bowling was and bocce, but it's the same thing.
Well, I've seen the little pits or whatever that they have them in, you know, that they play in. Isn't it kind of a fancy game for the fancy lads?
It started over in Italy and supposed to be played on oyster shells, crushed oyster shells.
I'm a little jealous that you got to take bocce. That was not offered.
Only offered as a pass-fail. I passed.
I took the two, well, again, outdoor cooking, but I took racquetball.
Nice.
And bowling.
I took bowling as well.
Yeah.
Met ladies at bowling.
Yeah, those were tasty. I think I did 2 years. I only did 1 year of outdoor cooking, but I did do 2 years or semesters of racquetball and bowling.
And finally, Jace, is this really newsworthy?
Talk to me.
Washington, the state, your state, mm-hmm. where you reside,
yes,
reports 14 cases of bird flu in humans.
Oh, no. I think someone died for the first time a couple days ago, I saw.
However, the CDC says the risk to the general public is low.
Yeah.
So why are we... So 14 cases.
Yeah.
Risk is low. What are we even doing here?
Because we love to scare people. Someone died in the United States, and I saw the headline, of course, right? Like the, oh my God, bird flu. And then I read a little further into it. The person was like 68 with like 6 underlying conditions. Like... But of course, we love to, we gotta scare people, man. The only way to get people to click on anything is if it's the greatest feel-good story in the world or it's gonna kill us all.
They said bird flu was first detected in the U.S. in January of 2022 and in the state of Washington in a backyard flock in May of 2022. Which, how do they even...
How do you know
that?
Couldn't tell you. No idea. But it sounds like...
I mean, one of the backyard flock is all, like, sneezy and...
Yeah, there's a whole ancestry.com web for the
has a fever.
Birds.
So I don't really get it.
I don't know how any of it works, but I do know that like you just it's deep breath. We're gonna be fine. We're all right.
14 cases though.
Not gonna kill us.
Seems small.
But. What was it? I'm sorry. In the last couple years, we've had what? Monkeypox, which nothing, and then we've had like the bird flu. What was the other? The other
COVID.
Well, that was actually
murder hornets.
Hey, did you know that?
Yeah, murder hornets. Didn't we? Was it the norovirus that was going around?
Yeah,
was
norovirus. Gonna,
you know.
Do you want a quick COVID follow up?
RSV.
Is that still a thing?
I think COVID's still. Yeah, COVID's still a thing. But I just read a story over the weekend that the woman. So apparently there is a scientist or a researcher at the Wuhan lab.
Yes.
Who they have linked COVID to.
Mm-hmm.
She's a specific woman who works on these strains.
And China.
She works in Wuhan.
That may have released it?
Well, I don't think she did it on purpose, but that's maybe where it came from.
Ah.
She is still there working on highly contagious strains of flu.
We get an oopsie, no countsies? You killed
I'll bring up the story in the club. I'll go find it.
Giving her the chance to
She's
do it all over again?
She's still there.
Wow.
And nobody cares.
She killed several millions of people, caused a global shutdown, and then we're like, hey.
She's like, get back to work, lady.
She didn't mean to.
Pat her on the butt.
Is that the biggest oops of all time? Oops.
And she didn't even, nobody even knows who she is, but
no.
They said she's still in there working.
Well, I'll be damned.
On very contagious strains of whatever. Viruses. Yeah.
By the way, can we take jobs that I wouldn't do for all the money in the world? Those level, that the level five, where they work on the Ebolas and whatever.
Yeah.
F that. I don't give a flying you know what. Zero chance you could pay me enough to go into one of those places.
Do you think she was pissed when she got COVID? what am I even doing? What am I doing? Why did I do this? This sucks.
She went outside and breathed on everybody, and thanks for coming.
Well, anyway, I'll present more on that later in the club.
Yeah.
I'll let you know her name and everything.
That.
So that's in the news. Jan 13, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We have the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. Hey, I got a big tease for you.
You tease.
The Mariners have made a signing.
Oh, my goodness. Guessing it's about to be underwhelming.
Are you out of your mind?
Do you know who it is?
I can't say I saw this.
Uh-huh.
Which probably means it's about to be underwhelming.
It's a former San Francisco Giant. That's who it is.
That's next.
Hunter Pence is coming?
On the Fan.